Tantor Audio presents Armor and Blood, The Battle of Kursk, The Turning Point of World War II, by Dennis E. Showalter, narrated by Robertson Dean. Introduction. The Battle of Kursk is a continuing paradox. On the one hand, it is regularly described as a military epic, history's greatest armored battle, the first stage on the Red Army's road to Berlin, an ultimate test of Nazi and Soviet military political systems. On the other, it is strangely blurred. Compared with Stalingrad or Barbarossa, it remains obscure, its narrative fostering myth as much as history. In the context of Western, particularly English language, writing on World War II, Kursk is part of an imbalance that focuses on Anglo-American operations. The sheer scale of the fighting, the absence of significant cultural and political reference points, and an understandable interest in the deeds of one's own countries combine in a literature acknowledging the Russo-German War after Stalingrad as a vital factor in the war's development and outcome, but restricting it to the periphery in terms of page counts. A recent development in the historiography of the Russo-German War integrates it into the related perspectives of total war and genocide. Sometimes it becomes pivotal, as in Niall Ferguson's The War of the World and in Timothy Snyder's Bloodlands. In other works, such as Stephen Fritz's Ostkrieg or Catherine Merridale's Ivan's War, Kursk, when it appears, becomes a footnote in a wider story of Armageddon and apocalypse. In the context of the Russo-German War as a subject of military analysis, Kursk remains blended with what Germany's Military History Research Institute, the Militargeschichtliches Forschungsamt, calls the Forgotten Year, from summer 1943 to summer 1944, a time of inglorious retreats on the